mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Me and Pastor Walt always have this little joke. Occasionally, when you hear a rather harsh gospel reading, we'll turn and we'll kind of chuckle to each other and say, "This is the gospel of our Lord?" And so it is with our gospel lesson today. Jesus says, "I came to cast fire on the earth. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." I can see now in the looks that some of you are giving me, just hearing those words from Jesus make you a little uncomfortable. Some it's that uncomfortable tug of the collar. Some maybe the clutching of the pearls. Maybe there's a uncomfortable squirming in the seats. Those words can take our breath away. They don't sound very gospel-y. Where's the Jesus that we think we know? The gentle Jesus who blesses the children, who heals the sick, who says, "Peace be with you." Here, we find the opposite. Fire, division, even families just torn apart. First, this doesn't sound like good news at all. But this is the gospel. Because this is the Jesus we truly know, the one who cannot tolerate sin, cannot imbibe lies, but has come to bring truth and purity and to save. Our Old Testament reading shines a bit of light onto this. Fire is often the picture of God's judgment. Jeremiah tells us, "Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces?" The fire Jesus brings is not some random destruction. It is the fire of God's word. Fire that burns away falsehood and purifies his people. Much like a refiner's fire melting down ore and burning away the dross, leaving only behind pure gold. Perhaps that fire burned hottest for us on Calvary, on the cross, when Jesus stepped onto the cross and into God's judgment, not for his sins, but for ours. He bore the wrath of God against all sin and lies. He endured the flames that we might come out purified. But fire doesn't just purify, it also separates. We want Jesus, we would like to have the Jesus who says, "I came to bring everyone together no matter what." But he doesn't, because truth and falsehood cannot live side by side. Light and darkness cannot coexist. If you think earlier to the children's message with oil and water, you can stir them, you can mix them together, you can get the greatest blender in the world and just hit puree and think you can blend them, belief and unbelief, but eventually they're going to separate. It might look blended for a moment, but the truth always separates out. That is why Jesus says he is coming to bring division, even into families. Some will believe, some will reject. I'm sure many of us here have a story like that, much like myself. You might have a friend, a family member, immediate or extended, who, no matter how many times you share the gospel with them, that you say, "Hey, let me tell you about Jesus and his saving work," they give you a polite nod and hope you leave them alone. Or they've told you, "You know, maybe you should stop telling me about Jesus. I don't believe any of this." It's a line that cuts right down the middle of households. It's painful. But the reality of faith in Christ, there is not a middle ground. This is when the scriptures talk about when Jesus says, you are hot for me or you are cold for me. There is no middle ground. There is no lukewarm. I spit you out of my mouth. This harsh division is something our culture in which we live does not tolerate well. It prefers all beliefs be the same. That you've seen probably this bumper sticker before. Let's see who has 20/20 vision there in the back. This is the coexist bumper sticker. It's a word that's made up of all the different religious symbols of the world and a few secular symbols as well. Coexist. All the world's religions lined up together as if they lead to the same place, have the same values. But Christianity doesn't work that way. Jesus doesn't let himself be one symbol among many. He's not one truth among others, but rather the way, the truth, and the life. To put the cross of Christ next to the crescent moon, next to the star, the yin-yang, as though they are equals, is like trying to mix oil and water. They will not blend. Jeremiah warns us about those who say, peace, peace, while there is no peace. The world's coexistence, trying to smash all the different religions together and say, these are all the same, they'll all just get along just fine, is a false peace. Jesus doesn't come to bless falsehood. He comes to expose it. He comes to bring a peace that is real, but the peace only comes after it has burned every lie away. Now, circling back to the beginning of my sermon, as I said, this does not sound like the good news we want to hear, but Hebrews 11 reminds us that the people of faith endure mocking trials, even death. But a faith they saw promised from afar. And in chapter 12, they point us to Jesus. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame. The good news, the gospel that is Jesus Christ, is not avoiding division at all cost, but that he went through fire of division for us. He bore the separation of his own Father on the cross, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? So that you might not be forsaken. So what does this mean for us? It means, although this text feels sharp, it doesn't let us cling to false hope. It means, though we may feel division in our own homes or friendships, Jesus reminds us that he tells us so. But he also promises, whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Jesus knows, the Jesus we know is not a gentle Jesus who never offends. The Jesus we know is the crucified and risen Lord who set the world ablaze with truth, who burns away sin, who divides light from dark, and who gives us the peace the world cannot give. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.